Oh, will you come a-walking, oh, will you come a-walking for a nice time ramble?
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
In this episode, we're talking about some of our favourite phrases.
Yeah, and Kel's got some weird world records.
And then Dan's got a local weirdo to talk about.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, one of his friends.
Yeah, I mean, it could be you, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Nice time.
Nice time.
Please subscribe, follow and share.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
We've come to West Wycombe today.
We're on a retro ramble.
Yeah, because West Wycombe is actually how you say it. And this is where we came on like our second or third ramble.
Second ramble. I want to say second ramble.
Second ever.
Was it?
That's in the days when we had no structure and just talked bollocks. Whereas nowadays, so much structure.
So much has changed.
I know, right?
We don't talk bollocks anymore, do we?
No, none. I mean, if you hear a bollock, let us know and we'll cut it out.
It's my boxer shorts. So, I wanted to say it's a glorious, glorious day.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
The sun is pouring down on us.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, which is lovely for January, because it's been fucking freezing.
Well, in fact, it was the coldest night of the year last night.
Was it?
Yeah. Do you know what it got down to around here?
-5?
Lower.
-7?
Yes.
Oh. I know that, like, a couple of nights ago it was -4, so I thought it had to be lower than that.
Nice bit of weather chat.
It's funny, I never talk about temperatures, do I?
Well, you don't really understand them, but...
Not really, it's like distance.
We can nearly see your ass.
Yeah, we can. But, yeah, general measurements...
Yeah.
Not good at. Should I do a vista?
Yeah, I think we should, because we found the bench that we used on that second ramble.
Yeah.
Same bench.
I was tired, wasn't I? Because I was recovering from COVID. Then.
In fact, I think you were infected, yes, and I narrowly got away.
I was just coming down with COVID. Yeah. That's why I was tired. Yes.
You were snotty, weren't you? And I didn't catch it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's nice. So I think it's. Time.
It's
time for Vista. Time for Vista. Time for Vista with Kel.
What can you see, Kel?
A lot of trees.
Yeah, loads of trees. One of the most tree-y views.
Whatever.
Well, we don't do that many tree-y views, do we?
We never talk about trees. We got a big puffy puffball one over to my right. I'll just say that we're slow. So we're on a nice time bench, and we're looking at the hill sloping down before us.
Oh yeah.
There's some little trees are growing here to my left, but they've got little trunk protectors on them.
Yeah, why are they there?
To make them grow straight.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's for their health.
Are they?
Yes, because they've got.
You know, you see them on saplings, don't you?
Trunk disease. And they'll go all gnarly if they don't have them on. It's so like having a body cast on.
I'm just going to offer my theory.
Go on.
I believe they put those on so little nimbles don't chew them.
Oh, I think that theory's correct, not mine. Then over to your left, you've got another big puffball-y tree. And then you've got a nice bush with thorny bits and berries coming out of it. Red berries. Yeah. And then you've got a tree and 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 a tree. They go all the way along the bottom of the hill. But then beyond the bottom of the hill, you've got the road, which you can't see.
Yeah, and you can just see my little car.
Yeah.
In the car park.
Yeah, you can't...
Next to the playing field.
You can hear the road.
I'm sorry, what?
You can hear the road, you can't really see it.
Sorry, you were just drowned out by the road there, I couldn't...
And then there's some houses.
There's the farmhouse.
Yeah, I can see your nice time car. Do them cars in the car park if you're painting this along at home.
Yeah, bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
What's around the car park, or just in front of the car park?
Field.
Another field, but there's a nice little row, isn't there? Of
dead trees.
Dead trees.
Well, winter trees.
Winter leafless.
that field before those is yellow. I'd suggest actually not paints. Why don't you use your felt tips today?
Yeah.
After that you got a greener field, and then you got houses, about 12 in a cluster.
Who lives down there?
Rich people.
One of them, famous one.
Our MP.
Bit of a tosser.
Yeah, let's not mention
allegedly,
his name.
Allegedly, he's a tosser.
Let's not mention his name. But after that cluster of 12 houses, then you've got a hill going up.
Yeah.
And then you've got a nice time woody wood.
Yeah, that's your
Downley
wood.
Downley woods.
Your wood, isn't it?
That's my woods. I own them.
Yeah.
And if you look across from that, to your right is another hill, but that's like silhouetted because the sky's so bright, so it's all shadow. But then nestled between the two hills, you can see the hospital. I think there's a big building. Is that the hospital? It's a big building. I'm going to say
Eden Centre.
I want to say maybe it's the Eden Centre.
I think it's the Eden Centre.
I want to say it's the hospital.
Shopping centre, yeah, with a big shop. That's the middle of High Wycombe.
Anyway, it's a big building. I say it's the hospital. He says it's the Eden Centre. That's fine.
We agree to disagree.
Yeah. I love it when people say that.
Yeah.
Usually.
Actually, no, I'm going to argue. I'm going to argue with you. It's a fucking Eden Centre. You daft apers.
It's usually when...
Just got to argue.
Oh. It's the hospital, Dad. It's a fucking hospital.
It's a fucking Eden Centre.
I was going to say, normally when people say they agree to disagree, that's normally when they're being a dick. Oh, yeah. We'll agree to disagree. That's because your opinion's shit, mate. Isn't it?
Well, it's not necessarily the person saying that's wrong, though, is it? It could be either of them.
Yeah, but normally the person that says that, it realises they've said something wrong and we haven't a row about it. Are you agreeing? I will agree to disagree, okay?
No, I'm not going to agree to disagree.
I'd say that's most of what I can see, but everything is bathed in this beautiful golden light.
Isn't it beautiful? What's the sky like?
Blue. It's blue awesome. I don't know. There's not even a cloud. Oh, there's one.
There's not a single... Oh, there's one.
One, but it's quite wispy.
Yeah, it was sort of baby blue, isn't it? Baby blue.
Baby blue.
Into more sienna.
Why do they say baby blue?
Baby clothes?
You want a blue baby, would you? Oh, God, that got a bit dark.
I'll cut that out.
Cut that out.
Trigger warning.
Oh, dear. Send me home.
Yeah.
What's your favourite phrase currently?
I don't know. You've got me on the hop. That one. You caught me on the hop.
Caught me on the hop?
What does that mean?
Is it like you've caught me off guard?
Yeah, off balance, maybe.
What? So literally if you're standing on one leg?
Yeah, literally.
You caught me on the hop.
You literally caught me on the hop. Yeah, like you're not ready for it.
When might you use such a phrase?
Well, like just now.
Yeah, but wait,
you said, what's your favourite phrase?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I didn't have one to mind. That one.
That's a good one.
Mind.
I like that one.
That's why we're in the improv section, guys.
Yeah, he's very good when you catch him on the hop.
On the hop.
I'm trying to bring back some phrases.
What's earn? You got a couple.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring some back.
What are they, Kel?
I'm quite... But I always have to say in that voice.
Oh, yeah, the dinner lady.
I like... If something's a surprise, a nice surprise...
Nice surprise, yeah.
I like to go... Oh, that's a turn up for the books.
Nice, yeah, turn up for the books.
If someone's been funny, I'm quite enjoying going, oh, you are a card.
A card, yeah. I don't really understand that one.
No, I don't. I'm guessing it's like the Joker. People are saying you're a Joker.
So then
change it to a card.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
Maybe. I haven't looked up the origins of it.
No.
And what was the other one I'm quite enjoying?
Do let us know if you know.
Yeah, if you know the origins of you are a card.
What's the origin story?
Let us know in the comments. of this episode on that Facebook.
Just go back and edit your paintings, everyone, your felt tip drawings.
Oh, there's a big old train.
Freight train.
Yeah.
It's some sort of...
freight train.
Well, I say freight, it looks like it's just carrying dirt.
Yeah.
Chalky dirt.
Do they still have to carry dirt? Why do they still carry...
Who?
Do the train people?
They still have to. It's in their contract.
What? Where are they carrying it to?
They have to do a little pledge when they sign up. I do solemnly swear to carry dirt.
Once a month.
Once a month. Whenever dirt needs carrying. Yeah, sorry. Have you got any more phrases?
I did, and I've forgotten what it was.
Oh, sheesh.
I liked it, though.
Is it...
They'll probably come back to me.
One? Was it... it's like a freight train carrying dirt.
When might you use that? When there's a freight train carrying dirt?
Well, yeah, or no, like a freight train. So probably a lorry. So you might see a lorry carrying dirt.
I don't think that's really an expression. I don't think that's just saying that looks like that.
Oh, you see that a lot as a boy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I might have it on my service history.
My old granddad used to say to me...
Yeah?
He'd say, oh, look at that lorry over there,
oh,
kiddo.
Hold on.
That's his accent. It's like a freight train carrying dirt.
Is that what he said? Right, let's just turn this off flight mode for a second. Cause if
I can't tell you the number of times.
No?
He said that.
Oh, yeah.
What's she got?
My favourite new one I just used for the first time this morning.
Oh, yeah, new phrase, Kel.
Yeah. If you were being a bit cocky...
Cocky.
I might go to you, oh, look at you, giving it the big I am.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Oh, and I hadn't used it before, and then I used it this morning, and I went, oh, I like that.
Okay.
I might use it a bit more.
That's a bit cockney, that one, isn't it?
They all are. A bit, aren't they?
Are they? What about
say, oh, you are
train carrying dirt?
That's well cockney.
Well cockney.
That's the most cockney you can get. Oh, she's like, freight train carrying dirt, she was.
Metaphorically speaking. No, that's a simile. Anyway.
I don't know what a metaphor.
No,
wait a minute, wait.
Should you do the whole joke?
I'll do it.
Yeah, go on.
I had a row with a girl named Similo. No.
They went on date.
No, it can say a row as well.
No, it's a date.
Why does it have to be a date?
Because Tim Vine wrote the joke and that's how he wrote it.
Well, I've always said it the other way. It doesn't matter what you had with the girl named Simile, does it? It's actually better if it's a row, because then you'd say, I don't know what a metaphor.
No, a date's better.
Row's better.
Because we'll agree to differ, Kel.
But if you had a row, then you would say you don't know what you met them for. Anyway, I'm going to do the whole joke and I'm going to do it my way, Dan.
All right, I'll cut that out.
I had a row with a girl named Simile. I don't know what a metaphor. See, it's better.
It's not. I'll do my version.
Go on.
I went on a date with a girl called Simile.
Yeah.
I don't know what a metaphor.
Yeah, it's the same
actually,
joke.
My delivery wasn't very good.
Yeah, shit.
It was shit, wasn't it? I went on a date with a girl called Simile. I don't know what a metaphor. See, that one made you laugh more. See, they got the delivery right.
Yeah, I think I was more laughing that you had to do it again.
We'll just leave it there, shall we? Rolling.
Oh, hi.
We've done that.
Saying it again.
I'll cut it out.
I'm afraid I failed with my magazine again.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I know. You do your bit, don't you?
I've got my bit. I've prepared my bit.
Did your bit?
Yeah.
I didn't prepare my bit. I think part of it is having to go out and get the thing.
Yeah.
So sometimes it doesn't work, but that's all right.
But you said you've got something for us anyway.
I've still got something for
you. You're
going
to share some vital information.
I've got some information. I know...
What's it pertaining to?
Well, I know that you're quite keen on weirdos.
Oh, yeah.
Love you know, because your friends are quite interesting, aren't they, that you make friends with?
Well, I mean, I think I've made friends with a lot of these interesting characters, yeah.
Yeah. So I got some information about the 2023 world record holders.
2023, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I thought I'd get some interesting ones.
Yeah, what have you
some
found?
Some of my favourites.
Okay, records for?
Well, you know you had your mate.
You made notes?
Yeah.
You know, you can probably hear that.
You know, you know you've got your friend that we spoke about a year ago.
Which one?
She liked to burp.
Oh, burpee bird.
Burpee bird.
I liked her. And she was charging, wasn't she?
She was. I don't know if this is her, that there was a loudest burp on the world records in 2023. Do you remember how
loudest?
That...
No, she wasn't a loud burp.
She did long ones, didn't she?
She did long ones, and she found people with burping fetishes to,
that was
to
it.
Sell videos.
Yeah, well, this one is a loud burper. So, and this is something for her to aspire to. They went up to 107 decibels.
No.
Yeah, it sounded like a motorcycle at full throttle, apparently.
107, that's louder than a really loud guitar amp.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? That's something for... Why don't you ring up your mate and say, here?
Gosh, I bet she's got a pair of lungs on her.
Yeah. I wonder if she tried singing. Or joining like a death metal band or something. But she could just do it burping.
Just burping, yeah.
That's something different, isn't it?
A new genre.
Yeah, that's
burp
a novelty. There's this guy from Iran who could balance 88 spoons on his body, but like standing up.
Yeah?
Yeah, so when they first said that, I thought he'd be lying down. In the picture, he's standing up and he had all these spoons balanced on him.
Is he magnetic?
Nah.
One of these magnetic people?
No, he has a natural adhesive.
Oh, God.
He's sticky.
He's naturally
sticky. He's a very sticky man. But it was nice for him because he beat himself this year. Like, a few years ago, he got the world record for 85 spoons.
Yeah, beat himself.
Beat himself. He's got 88 this time.
That's amazing.
That's a good world record, isn't it?
So if he's really sticky, do you think people like Bostick are doing tests on him?
Maybe.
See if they can come up with a new adhesive.
Yeah, maybe. But...
Where's he from again?
Iran.
Oh, yeah. They don't wash very much, do they?
Dan! Cancelled.
It's very hot over there. They haven't got much water.
You can't say that.
You can't say that. It was just a little joke.
Yeah, but... Yeah. But what I thought was... So, he thought of spoons. Do you think he tried it with other stuff first? What made him think spoons?
I hope he didn't try forks.
He could do that next year. It'll be a whole new one, wouldn't it? Or just... Oh, what about spatulas? bigger.
Bit heavy.
Go bigger.
Yeah.
Always go bigger, mate.
Well, he's going for quantity, isn't he, over size.
Yeah, okay. What about smaller things, then? Like paper clips?
Teaspoons.
Teaspoons?
I bet he could do more teaspoons than you can dessert spoons.
Thimbles. No, they're easy to stand up on you, aren't they? I don't know.
No, they're sticking to him.
Anyway, it's pretty good. There was a girl that did underwater magic tricks.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Big audience?
Yeah, there were loads under there. All the mermaids. they were all watching.
Octopi.
That's the reason she learnt to do it, so she could perform for the mer people.
Was there lots of singing, like cartoon animals?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Apparently she did 38 magic tricks underwater.
Yeah.
It didn't say what magic tricks, though. Like, what? Was it like pick a card?
Rabbit out of a hat. Oh, don't.
Oh, don't. I'll drown it.
Drown it. Yeah. Sawing someone in half with scuba gear.
Yeah.
Is she wearing scuba gear?
I don't know.
She's just holding her breath. She got a long snorkel.
I'll do more research into this one. It was on a list and it didn't go into a lot of detail. The last thing I found out is there is a boxer dog in Illinois with the longest tongue on a living dog, which I don't know why they're measuring dead dogs' tongues, but this was on a living dog. It was 5.4 inches, which doesn't seem like a lot.
Maybe they can't compete with the dead dogs because, you know, when a dog's dead,
they go really long. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be fair because they wouldn't be able to claim the prize.
But maybe there could be a competition for dead dogs.
It could be.
I don't like it.
So there, I thought you might enjoy that.
Very good,
I've been
yeah.
doing my internet research.
That was internet research, but there is such a thing, isn't there, as the Guinness World Book of World Records.
Yeah,
world.
I got all of them. I just
you got all of them.
I just thought I'd look up some interesting
ones.
Have
you got the biggest collection of world record books?
I've just got a few of them. The kids like them, but they only want to look at the weird body part pages, don't they? Kids, when they look at them, they don't care about the sporting ones. They're like, let's see the person with the biggest boobs.
Biggest boobs?
Yeah, that's in there.
Is it in there?
Yeah, I used to work.
Times have changed, Kel.
I used to work at an after-school club, and they had a Guinness Book of World Records in there. And guess what? All the Year 6 boys used to always go and look at immediately when they got in there.
What you said?
Yeah, that.
I guessed it.
Yeah.
But I seem to remember looking often at the fingernail lady.
Yeah, I love the fingernail lady.
But stupid thing to try and achieve, isn't it? You can't do anything else.
I was going to say, she can't do anything else with her life.
She couldn't even wipe her own bum.
I know. Who does it?
It's the first thing I thought of.
I know, I think that's the first thing everybody thinks.
How do you wipe your own
bum? She must have a bum wiper. Oh, it's time. We're back now.
Yeah, it's just about time for
Nice Time Widow of the Week.
Oh, lovely.
Oh,
was that nice? So, cool guy David.
Yeah.
Friend of mine from Rickmansworth.
Oh, that's nearby.
It's almost plausible, isn't it? So, Rickmansworth, UK.
Yeah,
for anyone in the States or abroad.
It's only a few miles away.
He's got a nice time commuter job.
Yeah.
And he's a quantity...
Sorry.
He's a quantity surveyor.
Oh, okay. He sounds quite normal thus far.
Well, exactly. But he drives to work. Oh, I can't get us again.
Oh. That's an ambulance, mate.
You coming this way?
Yeah.
He's coming this way. He's turned it off.
Oh, he's turned his siren off.
He's turned it back on again.
So, where's he gone?
That's right, it's probably not that loud, is it?
Nah.
During the winter months, David.
Yeah.
He can take pretty much any route he likes.
Can he?
To work, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, floods permitting.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
Very often he'll take like a picturesque rural route.
Will he?
Oh, lovely.
That's a bit nice to drive, isn't it?
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
And he shaves off, you know, valuable minutes.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm talking like this because he does very much talk like this.
Does he?
Yeah. He sounds a bit, you know, Dagenham dialogue-y.
Oh, right, yeah. Is that what that is?
Pete and Dud.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
Dagenham dialogues, isn't it? Yeah. Quantity surveyors tend to talk like that in general.
Do they?
Yeah.
You're not generalising, are you?
Who else do we know who talks like that?
No.
I'll give you a clue. In 1971...
no one died.
In 1972...
No one died.
In 1973, I could go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so every spring, though, his route is thrown into turmoil.
Is it? Why?
Yeah. Well, what could possibly cause this?
Lambing season.
Is it lambing season? No, it's not. No.
Oh, sheep in the lane.
Sometimes sheep, but no. the main problem David's got is he's got a morbid fear. Of leaves.
Oh no, David.
So,
you poor thing.
Obviously, during spring and summer, all these leaves come sprouting out.
Yeah.
Growing to enormous sizes.
Oh Jesus! Do you stay indoors?
You know, he just can't drive. He can't drive through the countryside.
No, it's to go through the town.
It's just too. It's too distressing for him.
Oh dear.
He's got. It slows him down. He's got to go through the town. A lot slower getting to work.
Oh.
Has to set off early. It's a terrible dilemma.
Is it all size leaves that bother him?
Well, no, it's particularly it's your large leaves.
Ooh.
With a continuous surface, he says.
What do you mean by that?
I think what he means, though, I want to say he means smooth.
Go on, then.
He means smooth. So, not your ripply ones.
Like, you know the ones that are, like, hand-shaped? Like those? They're smooth.
Yeah, and some of the more... some of your vegetable leaves.
Oh, vegetable leaves.
Some of them. But it doesn't apply to serrated leaves, as I said. Your serrated leaves, such as the banana plant.
Oh, that's all right then.
Not very common in Rickmansworth,
no,
I find. But,
no.
But you might find the odd one in the garden.
What about holly leaves? They are.
Oh,
right?
They're fine.
They're okay.
Yeah.
So quite a lot of leaves are actually okay.
Small pointed leaves are fine. But you can imagine it's. Oh, there's one exception to the rule.
Mm.
Can you guess what that is? Aspidistra.
What? What's that?
You're supposed to say bless you.
Oh, do it again.
Aspidistra.
Bless you. My pause was a bit long then.
So, no, that's a common garden flowering plant, isn't it? Aspidistra.
Is it?
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, no, it's not flowering. It's just a big green. No, it's a pot plant.
Is it? I don't know.
Is it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's poplar. Anyway, that's got smooth leaves, but he's not scared of that one.
Oh. How does he go about his daily life with this morbid fear? In the summer and spring?
Well, obviously he takes different routes driving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd think you could drive faster past them.
Yeah.
Any sort of large leaves.
Yeah.
But no, he says there's one particular corner.
Oh.
Very slow corner.
Yeah.
You can't drive past these leaves very fast.
Does he come out in sweats and that?
Yeah, he breaks down. He's a mess.
Oh, dear. I'm worried about him.
But it doesn't help his main hobby.
What's his main hobby?
Main hobby, gardening.
Oh, you'd think if you had that fear, you might choose a different hobby.
Yeah.
There are plenty of other ones you could choose. You could have crafts. You could have bondage.
Yeah, S&M, yeah.
Bowling.
Bondage or bowling.
There you go.
They're your main choices.
Main hobby groups.
I'll put that to him, let someone talk to him. But obviously in the garden, he's all right in the winter again.
Yeah.
You're preparing to sow seeds and things, aren't you?
Yeah.
But as soon as early summer arrives...
Yeah.
He's, you know, he can't go near certain parts of the garden.
Well...
So I'll tell you which ones really get him.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, number one, cabbage.
Oh, it doesn't like that.
No smooth cabbages.
Why does he just not...
Marrow.
...grow cabbages?
I'll tell you. But marrow, right out.
Yeah.
Sunflowers.
Yeah. It's
a no-no. His nemesis, however.
Yeah.
The rhubarb leaf.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a continuous leaf, isn't it? With smooth.
Smooth, continuous leaf.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure we've all, made that distinction in our minds. Of
they're quite rough, actually, aren't they?
Continuous and non-continuous.
They're not smooth, really, are they?
It doesn't have to be that smooth, but anyway, sprouts are all right until...
Yeah.
Again... they start to get large on the leaf side.
May I ask why he's growing these particular things that he doesn't like?
Well, he likes eating them. His wife, June.
Yeah.
She's a great help, though.
Oh, yeah?
You know, she'll give him a lift sometimes.
Oh, that's nice of her. Isn't she lovely, June?
And he can just avert his eyes, you know, if they're going through the country in the summer.
Yeah.
In the garden, of course.
Hmm.
Let's go back to the rhubarb.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had this one particular fright.
Yeah.
With rhubarb.
Right.
It's really stayed with him. He's traumatised. He was sitting at home.
Yeah.
Minding his own business. His little girl comes in.
Oh, no.
His little girl's given some rhubarb by a kindly neighbour.
Oh, no. He didn't like that.
And she walks into the lounge with this... all excitedly with this rhubarb. David, he flips out. He immediately makes for the window, jumps out the window.
No, he doesn't.
And he won't go back indoors. until she's removed the rhubarb from the lounge.
Oh, the poor little girl.
She had no idea at this stage. She was only little. She didn't know about his affliction.
Oh, that's really sad. She's just trying to give daddy some rhubarb.
Yeah, he said, I immediately sprang up and leapt out of the window.
Out the window.
Anyway, he's got a solution. Like I said, June, very helpful lady.
Yeah.
June is a whiz in the garden.
Oh, yeah.
She's an excellent driver as well, as I has previously discussed.
Good, she can look after him.
So, you know, when it comes to harvest season...
Yeah. She's whizzing it up.
She basically has to do everything.
Yeah.
So she's
isn't
on
he a lucky,
her hands and knees.
Isn't he a lucky bloke?
Isn't he a lucky bloke?
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll do all the harvesting. She does all the cooking.
Yeah.
Obviously the laundry...
Can't he do laundry because of his leaf phobia?
No, he just doesn't like that.
Oh, okay.
It's not so much a phobia as a... You know,
just dislike.
Yeah.
Boring.
Bloody minded.
She finds it boring.
But in his defence, though, he does put the bins out.
Oh, well done, mate. What, do you want a pat on the back? What if you put the bins out and a rhubarb comes at you? Hey?
Well, somebody once said, oh, I hope you haven't watched Day of the Triffids. But they hadn't done a lot of research, obviously, because triffids, quite small serrated leaves.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
they would
yeah,
not,
yeah.
You know, he'd be fine with triffids,
wouldn't
he?
That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no problems there.
It's a good job he's not in that Rapunzel story, isn't it?
Well, big leaves?
Actually, it sounds a bit like he's in that Rapunzel story.
Old-fashioned.
Yeah, well, like, they're growing all this stuff in a garden, and neighbours trying to give them stuff, trying to take their firstborn child, you know, all that sort of thing.
Is that how the story goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you know, when she was giving her the rhubarb, I thought it was something to do with she was trying to steal their firstborn child. Like in Rapunzel.
And June's got long hair?
Yeah, that thing. No, it's the kid who ends up with long hair. Don't worry, Dan.
Oh, yeah, the kids.
Yeah,
the tower,
but
yeah.
It's all about the garden and the vegetables, you know?
Oh,
and
sure. Some,
and the husband has a leaf phobia.
Oh, silly me.
That well-known bit, you know?
Silly me, I didn't make that connection. Anyway, that's David and June. Lovely.
Oh,
they're happy.
That's an unusual one for you, Dan. You don't, first of all, normally have a friend who's local. And second of all, it was, you know, it's slightly less freakish than it has been previously.
Just a phobia.
Yeah, I like it.
But I've never heard of that phobia before.
I like weird phobias.
Yeah, it's a little bit distressing, but, you know, for him.
Yeah, but kind of funny for the rest of us.
He'd be all right on this heath, wouldn't he?
I can't see any smooth, like, continuous leaves.
But then it is winter.
Yeah. Have you got any phobias?
Don't really have phobias, no.
I'm a bit weird about polystyrene.
All my fears are completely rational.
Are they?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oi! So, yeah, I think we just about run out of time, Kel.
All right. That was nice time.
It was nice time, wasn't it? Just remains to say... It just remains to say, absinthe.
Yeah, man. Oh, will you come a walking? Oh, will you come a walking?